Well, season four of the Amazon original series Transparent drops today. The show stars Jeffrey Tambor as Maura Pfefferman, a retired professor who comes out late in life as a transgender woman.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. I'm just trying. Can you just help me out here? Are you saying that you're going to start dressing up like a lady all the time?
Honey, all my life, I've been dressing up like a man. This is me.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
So the show's first three seasons told the story of Maura and her family adjusting to her midlife transition. How are things playing out in season four?
Well, it's interesting. So that earlier clip that was played gives us a sense of how Maura Pfefferman sort of viewed her life. What we see in season four is we see flashbacks to the time when Maura was younger and was going by Morty Pfefferman and was struggling with this, was looking into a mirror, for example, and seeing a woman staring back at him even though he was dressed like a man and still passing as a man. And so we get to see a lot of flashbacks to give us a sense of who he saw himself as internally and who he had to present himself as to the world. And that's something that we're seeing a lot in season four. Also, there's this interesting storyline where there's a revelation in the history of Maura's family that winds up seeing the whole family go to Israel together to tour sites in Israel. And if you know how dysfunctional this family is, you can anticipate what a ride that's going to be. There's a great scene where Maura is going through security and gets tripped up because she's still in transition. Let's check it out.
You've got a groin anomaly.
I'm sorry, what?
A groin anomaly.
What's happening, Mom?
Back up, ma'am.
What's going on? Why are you hassling her?
I have a groin anomaly. May I talk to you? I'm trans. Do you understand what that is?
Oh, then we're going to need a male agent. Mac?
Yeah. Hi, Matt. I can't pat her down. You need to pat her down.
I can't pat her down.
Well, she's a woman, right?
Well...
See, that's one of the strengths of Transparent is that they often show how things that might be routine for people who are not transgender can become really embarrassing public incidents for people who are trans because the rest of society hasn't caught up yet.
Eric, I watched the first couple of seasons of Transparent and it was interesting. Sometimes it was sort of a comedy and sometimes it got really serious and even depressing. How do they deal with that in season four?
It's very much that now, because this is really the story of a really self-centered and unlikable on some level group of people who are in the same family. And what we see in season four is that Maura has gotten to the nub of why she lived the life that she lived, and she's trying to live a more authentic life. All these other characters are trying to live a more authentic life too, but they're struggling. And so sometimes that's funny, but sometimes that's very tragic. And as viewers, you always toggle between being kind of repulsed and angered and irritated by what they're doing and also responding to the human element of it, which is, you know, these people are in pain and they've developed these weird coping mechanisms for it. And you're also learning a lot about subcultures, especially trans culture, and Maura is sort of leading us through that.
The show has been criticized for not casting a transgender actor in the lead role. Jeffrey Tambor addressed that criticism in his Emmy's acceptance speech last year. Let's listen.
To you people out there, you producers and you network owners, please give transgender talent a chance. Give them auditions. I would not be unhappy were I the last cisgender male to play a female transgender on television.
What do you make of Tambor's performance as a non-transgender or cisgender actor in this role?
He's done an amazing job and has been nominated for and won pretty significant awards in the role. When the show was first being introduced to the world, I think they were in a situation where they needed to have an actor who had something of a name. So, you know, having somebody like Tambor, who was well-known in comedy circles, doing a dramatic role that, you know, required a lot from him, that was a way to sort of draw attention to the show in its early, in its first season and, you know, when it was first introduced. And the show itself features a transgender actress, Alexandra Billings, and she gets featured a lot in season four. We see her relationship with a man kind of fall apart, and we're intimately sort of drawn into her life. So she gets a lot of showcase time, and viewers and producers can get to see what a transgender actor can do with a role where they're playing a transgender person. And I'm hoping that will help give transgender actors more opportunities to play these kind of characters.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking with us about Transparent, which is back today with its fourth season. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.